can Jesus?
A liar.
And wait a minute. I can prove that. This wasn't in my outline. It's in 1 John. See, because you're making Jesus a lie. I believe that it is 1 John chapter 1. Yes, verse 8. If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. And then it says in verse 10, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Look at verse 10. If we say that we have not sinned, that's what the false teacher is saying, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. In other words, you make Christ a lie. And John is saying his word ain't in you because you making him a lie like you are.
Yes.
And that's all these pimps. See, people, and if you don't know your Bible, and that's most of your problems, you don't know scripture. Now, I got a one-upmanship on you. There was a Muslim on the internet, and he was on YouTube making a joke of Christians. He says, you ask the average Christian, and they can't argue themselves out of anything because they don't even know the Bible. And then he said, I know the Quran. And then he said, and then you got a group of Christians trying to quote the Quran and tell me that I'm going to hell and I'm wrong. And when you ask the average Christian, they don't even know their own Bible. And the Muslim guy said, so what is that all about? He was right.
Yeah.
He was right. And it's no wonder the church is being mocked. So Peter mocks such a claim by writing of their coming damnation in the latter part of that verse. Thus, the passage is describing the sinister character of the false teachers who claim Christ. They deny his lordship over their lives. That's sinister. That is evil. That is wicked. That is why, you know, I used to have people in ministry that would say, well, I don't quite see it. And Charlton Davis used to say that to me. I believe that there's some balance. I said, it ain't no balance yeah. in no Bible. Remember
they're
that?
They're all talking about balance.
Yeah, they're talking about balance. I said, there's no balance in this book. This book is black or white, up or down, hell or heaven. Repent and go to heaven or die and go to hell. It ain't no balance. That, see, and that was a mark of a false teacher. I would just tell him, no, 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 there's no balance. You don't use that term on the radio. He would, you know, well, I believe that there's a balance. I say, where's it at? Give me the scripture for balance. That's like saying that God is trying to change your character. God ain't trying to change your character. Your character is what you is. God is trying to make you a person of integrity. Your character is what you are, what you are raised and what you become. God can't change that. The new birth changes it when it whacks you and kills you. The new birth kills you and you become a new man in Christ. Oh yeah, I know what's happening, but let's deal with this before we go on. I don't think we're going to get a chance to get to verse 2. We're already an hour over, about 4 minutes over an hour. Let's look at this swift destruction. Okay. Now, this refers to either physical death or judgment at the return of Christ. I want Mark to go to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1, and I'll take 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 10.
A man who hardens his neck after much reproof will suddenly be broken beyond remedy. That means there's no Tylenol, no Comtrex, no Advil, no nothing to fix you after the beatdown.
Hey, man, that don't sound like no balance to me, man. There ain't no balance
in that.
You will
be broken beyond. Right there, I'm stopping. Broken beyond.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think God is playing with this. See, and this is what gets me about these wimpy so-called Christians. You know, they did, broken. Read that again. I love that verse. I love the tone of
it. A man who hardens his neck hardens after his much neck.
Stiff neck. Stiff neck. In other words, they listen to me over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
And do what Pastor John says.
Right, right. We're going to take this ministry from him.
I'm not
going
to do that.
We're going to take this.
You know, he's so mean. I'm not doing what he told me to do.
Break him beyond repair. Beyond repair. Oh, my goodness. Oh, swift destruction. Now, my text in 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 7 through 10. I don't know whether you ever heard this, but it says, "And to give relief to you who are afflicted and to us as well, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire." Now, let's pause a little bit here. You know, wait a minute, Pastor John, there's some balance here. Wait a minute. It says that he's coming from heaven. You see, you think that the Lord Jesus is going to be coming around here, you know, with Cocoa Puffs and chocolate and all that kind of stuff. No, no, no. It says that he's coming with flaming fire. And say, oh, praise God, I love you, Jesus. Please don't burn me up. Now, wait a minute. Look at verse 8. It says, dealing out retribution. Wait a minute. Wait, where's the balance in verse 8? He says, dealing out retribution to those who do not know God. Wait a minute. Wait. Billy Graham said that even if they don't know God, they're going to get in.
With the little light that they have.
With the little light that they have. That's crazy. Billy Graham is going to be, excuse my French, farting flames.
Beyond remedy.
Beyond remedy for his lying, hypocritical self. Oh, yes, I know I'm kind of vulgar, but I'm just letting you know that this is what it means right
Beyond
here.
Beyond remedy.
For those who do not know God and to those who do not obey the gospel. All right, the homosexuals out there, well, God is placing my... all right, you can love Charles. You can love him, Leroy. You can love him. But you can't sleep with him. Love him. Go on and love him. Mark Ramsey came here and hugged me, and I hugged him. We was hugging tight. But we ain't in the bed naked together.
No.
See, we can't do that. But we can love each other. Now, come on. No, I'm going to do it. All right, look what it says right here. Those that do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus, look at verse 9. And these will pay the penalty of eternal destruction. This ain't no balance, Charlton Davis. It ain't no balance. Eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Look at verse 10. When he comes to be glorified in his saints. See, that's me and Mark Ramsey and those of you that love him. Now, those of you that's following the pimps, you trust me. You're not going to be in no mental state of mind to glorify nobody. You're going to be too busy pushing out fireballs.
The flaming fire.
Chasing you. Because it says that on that day to be marveled at among... See, I'm going to marvel at Christ. I'm going to say, oh, look at him coming in his flaming fire. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Now, if you can't say praise God when you see Jesus coming with the flaming fire, then there's something wrong with you. And it says, all who have believed. See, I'm a believer. And then it says, for our testimony to you was believed. Now, this was to the church at Thessalonica. Now, y'all... hang around here. Theme time. See, I don't know whether all of you believe. I'm just going to stop it right there. I could have gone on into verse 2, but I'm not going to do that. I may go into verse 2 next time. I think I've given you enough. Stop asking questions about why your pastor. Your pastor's a pimp on his way to hell. You got all these scriptures, read them to him. Give a Bible study like this. For those of you that's wondering why and how and everything else, you're the elect. You're going to heaven. The ones that disagree with you, all on their way to hell. For those of you that think that there's balance and tolerance and all that kind of stuff, deal with the scriptures. This is Pastor John and producer Mark Ramsey in the Lucy Coleman studio doing what we do so well. And we would admonish you to do just one thing. And I think that this one thing will help you for the rest of your life if you do it. stay into the word. God bless you.